The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I truly welcome you to this message that is directly from the greatest source book ever made available to man, and that is your Holy Bible, along with revelations that concur with true Bible prophecy. And I pray that the Lord will give you ears to hear this true prophetic message sent in Holy Ghost anointing. We continue the message entitled, Obedience. That's a great word. You don't hear much about that anymore in the church or anywhere else. But ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth. And only through obedience can we find divine favor with our God. I begin with a scripture found in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, verses 13 and 14. God says, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or I send a pestilence, that's an incurable epidemic of disease, among my people. He didn't say the world, he said my people. He said, then if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and here is the important part, turn from their wicked ways, turn away from their sins and rebellious ways. He says, then I'll hear them from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. And if anything this nation ever needed and the church needs, we need a healing of this land that we live in that is polluted, defiled, and depraved. And I pray that the Lord will give you ears to hear. Another great scripture is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verses 9 and 10, where the Lord said, at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation. And he didn't say Israel now. A lot of people, preachers say, oh, it's talking about the Jews, talking about Israel. No, it's not, no such a thing. It's talking about any nation. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I will benefit them. And in the 12th chapter of this same great book of this weeping prophet Jeremiah, the 12th chapter of Jeremiah, the last verse, which is verse 17, God says, if they will not obey my voice, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, saith the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's from the words of Almighty God. And those prophets are just as, well, it's just as right for us to listen to the prophets of the Old Testament in prophecy as it is Jesus Christ in the New Testament. For the scripture says, like in the book of Acts the Apostles, verse 13, here's the great apostle of Jesus Christ preaching. In verse 40 and 41, he says, beware, therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. That's the prophets like Jeremiah and Isaiah and so forth of the Old Testament. And he said, behold, you despisers, and wonder and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. See, these apostles of Christ said, we've got to listen to the prophets of the Old Testament to have a complete revelation of God's end time dealing with nations and the individuals of the nations and the church of Jesus Christ. Now in 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 and 2, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. That's like Jeremiah and Isaiah and those great prophets in the Old Testament. And also, hearken to the voice of the commandment of us, the apostles of our Lord and Savior. See, the Apostle Peter was one of the apostles of Jesus Christ, preaching here that we absolutely are duty-bound and to know the full revelation of God's dealings with men here in this end time. The prophetic scriptures of the Old Testament are open and unveiled that we can know what's going to happen here in this end time and how God's going to deal with his own people. As he said in 2 Chronicles 7, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sin and I'll heal their land. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a great law of God that it absolutely works in every level of human existence in this universe from the days of Adam. And that's found in Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. That's rotten flesh. But if we through the Spirit, we sow the righteousness of God, we'll reap life everlasting. Well, we're living in a nation that has departed from God. They're not obedient to God's word. And some people say, oh, I get censured all the time. Why don't you preach to the sinner? Because the church is full of sinners, sinning Christians. And the Bible tells a prophet of God in Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter, verses 20 and 21, that when a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, he said, you got to warn that sinning Christian or that righteous man that turned away from his righteousness, and you must warn him or he will die in his sins, and his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, that's what I'm doing on these broadcasts, ladies and gentlemen, doing my best through the anointing of the Holy Ghost to warn the righteous that they sin not. And the Bible goes on here and says, if he doth not sin, he shall surely live. And because he is warned, the prophet hath delivered his soul. I'm not going to get out here and be judged because I've been a dunce and played, you know, dumb and ignorant with God. I know the word of God. I was raised up back in the 20s and 30s and 40s in the time when this old nation was being, well, in the roaring 20s when it went crazy trying to find pleasure and make money and so forth. But being born and reared up in the roaring 20s in the depression of the 1930s, I learned about God's judgment for idolatry and depravity. And I saw this nation into the judgment of God for their rebellious ways and disobedience against the Word of God. As we were ushered in 1930 into that great depression of dust bowls and unemployment and great epidemics of disease and hopelessness was everywhere. But I saw men and women of God raise up and begin to fast and pray, like 2 Chronicles 7, 13 and 14 says, God said, if there be no rain, or if I send pestilence into the land, or locusts to devour everything, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin, and I'll also heal their land. Well, I saw God do that when the church in the early 30s began to return back to the Lord, as preachers began to stand up and preach true repentance, that the church had to repent and turn back to God for divine favor, and I saw that favor come. And by the time World War II started, this nation was well out of the depression, and people were being employed, and food was abundant, and even the epidemic, those epidemics of disease that ravished mostly the young people and babies, we saw it begin to die out, and we began to have a blessing that God sent upon this nation. Well, we've seen this nation now turn away from God, and we know sometimes we know why that America's been great is because we've been good and we were built by God. Our forefathers were men that feared God, and they built this nation upon the motto, in God we trust. But this nation has returned back to their depravity and idolatry and reveling and greed. Yeah, rebellion against the word of God, and we're going to be judged again by God Almighty. We've been a favored nation, but I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. God's not through with this nation. This is a Christian nation. I don't give a hoot what these heathens and humanists say. This is a Christian nation. I know people are backslid and they're idolatrous, but it's still God's nation. He designed it and he built it. And we know better than what we're doing. Our lifestyles, even in the church of our Lord, Christians, they're a pagan and heathen, but we know better. And we're going to reap what we sowed, and God is going to send judgment upon this nation and not total annihilation to bring us down. Like the scripture says, if my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll forgive their sins and I will heal their land. And I certainly have plans to see, to live, and to see at least a partial revival of old-fashioned repentance, because what happens to this nation is in the hands of the Christians. And if we'll humble ourselves, we'll pray, we'll seek God's face, and we'll turn from our wicked ways. That's Christians and preachers. Then God will hear from heaven, and he'll help us to overcome these humanists and all these depraved ones out here that our nation is full of. You know our nation's full of savages, young savages out here, and perverts and gluttons and abortionists and dope addicts and crooks and phony preachers and counterfeit Christians. But ladies and gentlemen, if God's people will return to him in true humility and repentance, we'll see God break through and send a revival of old-fashioned repentance. If we'll humble ourselves as Christians and God's people, we'll see that he has a remedy for this immorality and homosexuality and abortions and unisex styles and nudity and crime and violence and murder and theft and cursing and smoking and drinking and dope addiction and gambling and divorce and juvenile delinquency and political corruption and false prophets and phony Christians and dead churches and sorry parents and disease and heartache and misery and rebellion against the word of God that epitomizes this paradise, which is a fool's paradise now. But I pray that God will have compassion upon us. Praise God. He'll remember us like he did Abraham back in Genesis 18. The Bible said he made a petition before God. And he asked God when he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, God, if there's 10 people in that city that are righteous, will you destroy that metropolitan area that's full of perverts and idolaters? And God said, if there's 10 righteous people, I won't even destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. I know there's 10 righteous people or more in this nation, and I believe God will have compassion upon us and humble our hearts that we'll turn to him in true repentance and find his divine favor. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the Holy Ghost will move on every heart and soul that's listening, and you'll convict them of their sins and evil habits and turn them to the righteousness of God with old-fashioned Holy Ghost conviction to old-fashioned repentance and turning away from their sins. We ask it in Jesus' name and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Ray Pringle. I pray that I'll hear from you this week. You'll stand with us with your support. Write me, please, to Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. If you hear this message or you have heard this message, you can see plainly I'm not attempting to build some big organization or get your money, but to turn you to the truth of Jesus that will make you free from sin and the ruin it will bring upon you. And I pray that God will lay it on your heart to write, to get these messages in print, audio cassette, or video cassette by your offering of support. Write me this week to Brother Ray Pringle, Word of Prophecy, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And now until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion is my prayer for every one of you.